any of the five area O'Daniel locations or shop online at odanielauto.com to get your best deal.
Artificial intelligence has been affecting how we work for quite some time, helping to craft job postings, evaluate applications, and various other sectors here in the business world. But in the past year, and especially the past 6 months, artificial intelligence has supercharged the potential of technology to help hinder or, in various ways, reshape the landscape of the working world. But a lot of people are questioning of whether or not too much AI could be a bad thing. Joining us now on the Newsline is Spencer O'Leary, who is a productivity and automation expert. Good morning, Spencer.
Hi, good morning, Mike.
Good morning, sir, to you as well. And I got to ask, is overall this explosion of artificial intelligence a good thing or a bad thing? Because both arguments can be made on either side.
I think you're right. Arguments can be made either way. It's one of those technologies where, when used in the right way, I think it's a real enhancement. Yes, it's going to change people's jobs, but should be a real enabler to people, remove some of the boring, repetitive things that we all have to do. It can enhance our lives as consumers. It's a good thing for people. It's a good thing for society. But used in the wrong way, taken advantage of, it can be a bad thing. So it's getting that balance right and making sure we're using these things in the right way.
Now, when it comes to the balancing effort, like you said, obviously it's a very fine line between the two. Overall, with AI, have we created a digital Frankenstein monster, or is it still not that catastrophic quite yet?
Well, I think a lot of people use the word generative AI, and one of the things about generative is whether it's self-generative. So at the moment, it is a bit of a garbage-in, garbage-out scenario. So depending on what we feed the AI engine, depends on what sort of quality we get out. So if you take something like ChatGPT, some listeners will understand, ChatGPT was fed its last bit of information at the end of 2021. So anything that happened in 22 and anything that happened in 23 so far isn't within that system. The AI can't learn from things we haven't told it. Self-generative AI is not that mature yet, but you know that's the next thing to come. When the machine starts teaching itself rather than us having to teach the machine, that's when this technology really changes.
We've seen major changes as far as in the working world when it comes to AI, so much so that a lot of reports have come out that AI could potentially boost the bottom line of every company, you know, from either here in the States to far abroad, because of the fact that AI could replace humans with robots that never need a lunch break or a vacation day. This has especially come up recently because so many companies, especially following the pandemic, have struggled to find enough workers in the workplace. Could AI one day replace an entire workforce, or is there still going to be, no matter what, somebody that has to be there to program the machines?
Well, I think this is the third, at least, use of technology that there's been a concern it's going to replace humans overall. So that the first was hundreds of years ago, or at least tens of years ago, with the Industrial Revolution. We all thought that. I was talking to somebody yesterday from Detroit who said if you go back, you know, 100 years, the amount of humans that were used in manufacturing cars is completely different today than when it was. And that's not sort of replaced humans within that process. It's absolutely changed the jobs that people do within that processing line. And then we saw the invent of robotic process automation. You know, software robots are used right throughout our various industries across North America today. And what they've done is taken the boring, repetitive, simple tasks that humans used to have to do every day, and now software robots are doing those. What's that enabled? It's enabled humans to concentrate on the difficult work, the creative work that needs to be done. And this is really the next generation of that. Is this going to remove all human work? I very much doubt it. Is it going to change all human work? Probably so. And again, it's going to take away some of the things that humans have to do. But as we know as consumers, when we have a difficult situation with our bank or our healthcare company or our utility company that we want them to deal with, the last thing that we want is to have the lack of empathy of a chatbot trying to resolve our query. That's when we really want to interact with a human. We want to hear the empathy that person really understands our situation. So I think consumers, as much as business, are going to drive where AI technology and the bot technology that comes from it is going to be utilized.
Spencer, a lot of good information this morning. We appreciate your insight on this because it's pretty obvious that AI is definitely not going away. You have yourself a good day, and we appreciate all of the information you provided us here today on Fort Wayne's Morning News.
Thank you. Good morning.
That's Spencer O'Leary, who is a productivity and automation expert, joining us here. Don't forget, you can find more information about this. We'll have the full interview posted online later at wowo.com.
Podcasts by Federated Media.